This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. As once John the Baptist looked out upon his country and saw their rebellion against God, so we too see how we as a people have ignored these great truths spoken to us so clearly from Holy Scripture. And therefore, as our text tells us today, we come in repentance. Today, Father, as we ask ourselves the question, what spiritual impact did the Christmas holiday, only a month away, make on us? Are our lives differently today than they were before Christmas? When we heard the Holy Spirit speaking to us, did we give him our attention? If we ignored him, slow us down and let us give him our full attention. Oh God, today we remember in our worship service those who are sick, those who are dying, those, O Lord, who are far away from you. Come into their hearts. We pray today for our country as we face a new year. Forgive us our many sins and grant that we may understand that we cannot walk alone with but human strength. Raise up leaders and give your servants here a full measure of your spirit to look heavenward for their direction. All of this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
If I gain the world but lost the Savior, were my life worth living for a day? Could my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away?
Friends in Christ, did the message of Christmas have any dynamic change in your life? We heard the gospel proclaimed in various ways. We sang the songs of Christmas, the carols. They never grow old. I pray that you went to your church and heard your pastor's sermon. He walks among you, and he knows the importance of that message as far as your life is concerned. Or perhaps you turned on the television and listened to one of the more prominent national voices talk to you in a bit more eloquent way. It matters not. If anybody wanted to, they could have heard that great story that Jesus Christ, the God incarnate, had come into this world to suffer and to die for the sins of the world. Well, if your answer is yes, Christmas had a real spiritual impact on my life, then perhaps you could tell us how it all happened. Or you might say, no, Christmas was pretty much the same as it has always been. And if it did not make that spiritual impact, do you have any idea why it is? I'd like to visit with you a little bit more in depth on this particular question. And so for just a moment, I'd like to leave that question and turn to the story of John the Baptist. Believe me, I feel that there is a real connection between John and Jesus and what happened one day in the life of the Baptist. Now, here's the story. You recall that when the Virgin Mary was receiving messages from the angel that she was going to give birth to a child, and his name would be called Jesus, and he would be the Savior of the world. He also was visiting with another woman. That woman was Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was married to the old priest by the name of Zechariah. They lived in the hill country out by the Dead Sea. She was going to have a child. And that was a bit unusual because she was beyond the age of bearing children. So there was that relationship. That child was going to be not the Messiah, but the forerunner of the Messiah. That was John the Baptist's role in the playing of Christ, of God's plan of salvation out to the world. It is known that Elizabeth and the Virgin Mary were cousins, but perhaps they never really visited one another after that first visitation when Mary came to see Elizabeth. Mary lived near Nazareth or in Nazareth, and that was a fair distance from there to where Elizabeth was living. But you can be sure that as John was growing up, the name of Jesus was spoken often in their household. Father and mother could have told their son, who was growing now into manhood, that he was a forerunner, that somehow God had a plan for him. He would lead him. He would guide him and direct him and tell him what to do and say. So this went on for a long time, and finally, when John the Baptist is 30 years of age, he finds himself out in the wilderness, out there preaching. And as he preached, the people came to listen, for John the Baptist was seriously concerned about Israel. Things were not good in Israel. They had departed to some extent from their religion. And those who were faithful, often the religion was no more than simply going through a ritual. The lives of some of the people were really not to be admired. We read the story of some who fell into adultery, had children, and God was not pleased with that. Others of them were thieves. You take a look at a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a man who could steal from his fellow men, collecting too much tax, and it didn't seem to bother him at all. Well, what kind of a religion was this, where they went through the ritual, perhaps, but that's as far as it ever went? So John was out there telling them to repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then the people were baptized in the River Jordan. Then one day came Jesus, presented himself before John the Baptist, and John the Baptist, somehow, rather, perhaps through revelation, knew that this was that Christ that they had learned about, that they had talked about in their home. And he said, I want to be baptized. Well, John was not up to baptizing Jesus. And so he said to him, I need to be baptized by you. And Jesus put the end to that conversation by saying, baptize me that it may be fulfilled what the Lord has said. So it is that when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, he had a real experience. And that was the day that something spiritually significant happened in the life of that man. He met not only Jesus of Nazareth, but he met the promised Messiah and the Savior of the world. This is how he described it. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. Notice once again, I would not have known him except the Holy Spirit made it clear. That's the connector. If the Holy Spirit had an opportunity to work through the Word of God, that Christmas gospel in your life and in mine during these past days, then something very significant, spiritually speaking, has happened in our lives. But if the Holy Spirit was not able to break through, if for one reason or rather we resisted him, then probably nothing did happen, and there were no significant changes. That's the whole question. It may have been after Christmas that you began to think about it all. Where could some of these circumstances take place? Now, these are just pictures that I have in my mind. Here is a man who is just coming home from a busy day's work. And he's thinking about what happened during the holidays. He was in his car. And he thought, what is this Christmas all about? You know, now that the kids have returned to school, things are about the same at work. Was there any spiritual impact? Let me ask you, a week or two after Christmas, as you sat at your desk or stood by your machine or made your calls as a salesperson, was there anything different about you because of Christmas? And you might say in your car, you know, I remember that story so well. And I recall repeating that scripture passage. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. But for the life of me, I don't think it really has ever made any impact on my life. But don't you need a Savior? Did you even hear something inside of you speaking through that word say, don't you believe you need a Savior? What's going to happen with all of your sins? Can they just pile up and you live in your guilt complex? You don't want that, do you? Do you just disregard them and not take them too seriously? But when the lights are out at night, you know that they're there. I need a Savior. I truly need a Savior. And that Christmas message told me in Jesus Christ I have one. For he not only was born in Bethlehem's manger, he lived for 33 years, and he went to a cross, and he died for my sins. And he has assured me that if I would only trust him, my sins would be forgiven, and I would be restored into fellowship with God Almighty. Now, that could have been a setting. If it was just a little bit that made you say, I need to hold on to that which I have heard at Christmas. I am being drawn closer. But the temptation is to say, let's shut it out of our mind. And at that time, we close the door to the Holy Spirit. Now let's take another setting. Maybe you could say, well, I was sitting in church, and we were listening to the Christmas program. It's always delightful. Our two older children have gotten to the age where they don't have a part in it anymore. But the tag-along was there, and it was so meaningful because I had lived as a mother through the years to watch those two older children grow up. I listened to them voice some of their concerns. I knew the temptation that they lived under. And I wondered, what kind of a home are they growing up in today? Oh, they had plenty to eat and a lot to wear, and we got them the necessities and a few luxuries. And soon now they will be going on to school, and we'll try to make that possible. But right now, when their values are being set, and when they need to know that God is very personal and that he will walk with them, are they getting that from their home? During that Christmas season, there was one day that we had a devotion. What would happen in our home if we had that devotion every day? And we gathered the little one and her two siblings who are older. And we could have some regular talk about their relationship with Christ and what Jesus Christ has done for them. Would it make a difference when that temptation came about? Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? It really would. So probably in that Christmas program, it was the Holy Spirit who was nudging you just a little bit, not through lofty words, but through a simple little story that a child had told. Jesus came, and he is my Savior, and he will walk with me. Ah. Then the Holy Spirit has had a part in making Christmas significant for you in 2007. And now we would pray that you'd leave the door open and let him lead you further to make your home different, to make it a place where Jesus Christ is very, very much alive. Well, you might have listened to this and you would have said, I haven't had any of these experiences. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't label me a pagan. I'm a good man, and I think God loves me, and I know he does. And I think by the way that I live, everything is going to be all right. But on the other hand, you know that the way you live is not all right. I know it, you know it. The sins of thought, the sins of speech, the sins of action, they're there. And we can't disregard that. It could very well be that you have said, no, I don't need it now. I'm young. You see, this is only the first or second Christmas that we have been married, and there are a lot of things for us to do. But maybe sometime we'll have to get serious about this Christmas gospel, and then Christmas will make a significant difference in us when that happens. Well, I hope you'll continue to go to church. Because even though you do not know it, something did significantly happen in your life this Christmas if you heard the gospel. I mean, if you really were attentive and you heard it. A seed was planted in your soul. And the fruits may not be apparent now, and you may say, no, there's really nothing that's happened to me. It's exactly the same as it's always been. Now, don't try to make something out of it that it is not. Perhaps today you'd say, no, nothing did. But maybe a couple of 3 years ago, or in the future, something terrible happens. One in your family dies suddenly. It is so empty. And you begin to wonder, where do I turn? And suddenly you hear that message, I have a Savior. He came to die for me. He came to strengthen me. He came to forgive me. He came to guide and lead me all the way through. And if you could remember the date, you'd say, it was back in 2007 that we were talking about what happened to us during Christmas. Is he still around? You bet he is. The seed has been planted. Let it grow, my friend. Let it grow. For then Christmas in 2007 would have been a very significant time in your life. But I would pray with you that you examine Christmas and see what it really did. And if you have to put yourself into this third category of saying nothing happened, then remember that that seed can build a faith in you that'll make Jesus Christ very precious. And the next Christmas, you will rejoice, and it will have greater meaning. Amen.
No secret what God can do.
The decoration of Christmas has been put away, but the message remains. May it burn a fire in our hearts every day that we do have a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and He is sufficient to grant us redemption, guidance, and strength. Come, Lord Jesus, and live in our hearts. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We thank our faithful listeners for your generous support. Your gifts allow us to bring the greatest news that ever was, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listeners throughout the world. Many of our listeners are not aware that Christian Crusaders must purchase its own radio airtime in order to broadcast biblical truth each and every week. Please consider, if you are in a position to do so, sending a financial gift. In this way, you become a partner in carrying out the mission to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. God's blessings to each of you. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a generous gift to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you can call 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 72nd year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.